that in my term up there, I was put under pressure by some senior members of the DUP over a number of issues that I attended two meetings up there, one as early as January and the other in the month of March. And just take into consideration, those were one elected member and another member of the party who is a non-elected member.
And when you say put you under pressure, just be clear, what do you mean?
Well, first of all, at the first meeting, there was quite a number of questions at me. They first of all asked me, you know, at the end of the day, how are you getting on up here? You know, how are you finding up here? And I have to say, I did, you know, walking, coming from the council and moving into that big environment, yes, it was difficult.
So you're pushed out?
No, well, I would say I was pressured. I was questioned.
So not sort of the same thing?
On a number of issues in relation to the local government.
Are you saying you didn't want to go, but you felt that you were being asked towards the door?
Yes, very clearly.
So effectively pushed out by the DUP out of the Assembly. The DUP says that the turbulence, as you described, stems from you allegedly asking party supporters to vote for the SDLP on polling day during last year's Westminster elections. Is that true?
I would refute that. Definitely refute that. On that day, that is an election. It is an election where first past the post is the winner. And on that day, on many schools that I was standing at handing out leaflets, I had unionists who were coming up to me and saying quite clearly, we are tactically voting SDLP today to keep Sinn Féin out.
What did you say, though? Did you say to anyone, vote SDLP? Did you utter the words SDLP?
No. Quite categorically, no.
So where has the DUP got this from then?
I believe it was listening to a conversation with a person that was explaining to me why he was voting SDLP, and the questions that he did, that person did say to me that, you know, I'm voting SDLP today tactically, and my answer to that was, will you come back to the DUP at local government elections and assembly elections?
But if that's the case, you had the opportunity to appeal their decision to suspend. You had 14 days to do that. So if it was categorically untrue, if you'd nothing to answer, why did you walk away?
My information was that the deal was done, that Morris was going to be expelled.
So the DUP just didn't want you. Is that what you're saying this morning?
That's what I think, yes.
Why, though?
That's up to them to answer that.
What's your gut telling you? You must have a thought on why.
That's up to them to answer that. I can't speak for them.
Are you angry?
Yes.